propositions. I'll continue with that for just a few moments today. As we looked at the invitation to wisdom beginning in verses 20 through verse number 23, last week we saw it's a prolonged proposition. And then as we worked through that, we stopped at verse number 22 and verse number 23. Our time is almost gone, so we'll just look at a couple of thoughts this evening. Proverbs 1, verses 22 and verse number 23. Who would be willing to read those two verses for the pastor tonight? Proverbs 1, verses 22 and verse 23. Okay, Danny. Father, we come before you this evening. Lord, we pray your blessings be upon this time of Bible study for the few minutes that we have. And Lord, I pray that you'll impart these truths of knowledge to our hearts that it might become wisdom. So Lord, we ask and pray these things in Christ's name we pray. If you're taking notes, we're looking at number B today, letter B, excuse me. It's the promise to the simple in verses 22 in verse number 23. I think the question is asked here in verse number 22. Notice it says, how long? The question that the writer is asking, how long? And I think three categories of people are listed here in this passage, and they're all related, and they're all interrelated as well. Remember when we left last week, I asked you to identify those three and then give us a little synopsis of them. Has anybody was able to do that at all? All right, Tracy, go ahead. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. They don't want to do it. Yep. Yep, that's good. Does anybody else have anything that they came up with? All right, then thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you doing that. So let's look at least one of these to get started tonight, and we'll see how much time we have after that. First of all, Tracy was right, the simple ones. And they refer, as we saw in earlier verses, those that are naive and those that are really gullible. The simple one believes that everything and anything just seems sincere, but they don't examine it to find out whether it's truth or not. So in other words, you heard this, she's gullible. And usually you're talking about a blonde-haired girl. She's really gullible. She'll believe anything. You know, you can tell her your hair's on fire, and she'll go, it is, it is. They're gullible. They believe anything. They don't take this time to discern it. And by the way, these kind of people are very easily led astray from the Word of God. They don't have much ability to discern the truth from a falsehood. So you just put it out there, and they're going to believe it. And they kind of believe, well, if it wasn't true, they wouldn't tell me. But we know the world is not that kind of way. In Proverbs 14 and verse 15, the Bible says this, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Charles Bridgeway, in his commentary, Bridgeway's Bible commentary, he wrote this, to believe every word of God is faith. To believe every word of God is credulity. Credulity. And that word credulity literally means this, a tendency to believe something is real or it's truth. So he goes on to say, an indiscriminate faith is therefore fraught with mischief. The world was ruined by this weakness in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, speaking about the fall of man. And so as we would think about this simple person, understand this, the prudent man will consider his steps. He'll think about his steps. He'll think about what was spoken to him. The wise man doesn't believe everything as it first appears or as it first seems. So when he hears something, the prudent man or the wise man will say, let me just think about this for a minute. I'm not sure that's true. And even though they think carefully about others, they give even more consideration to their own step. And so they're very methodical, and they think through. That's the simple ones. But then we have, second one, Tracy mentioned, was the scorners. And this scorners describe those who boastfully reject and despise God's wisdom. They're adamant. They reject God's wisdom. They love their simplicity and scorn, and they hate knowledge, particularly knowledge that they think comes from God. In Proverbs 21 and verse 24, the Bible says, "Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath." Sometimes they think that they know everything. And they don't believe anybody can teach them anything because they know everything. They scoff at the things that are really important, particularly those things that are important to God and important to us as Christians. Well, the simple ones sometimes will have a blank look on their face. They're like, "Are you telling me the truth or are you not telling me truth?" We find that the scorner has a sneer on their face. They don't believe really anything, particularly if they think it comes from God. Warren Wiersbe writes about scorners. He says this: "Scorners think they know everything," and then he quotes Proverbs 21:24, "and laughs at the things that are really important. While the simple one has a blank look on their face, the scorner wears a sneer." And so we find that the Bible speaks about simple ones, it speaks about the scorners, and then notice lastly, and then we'll be done, it speaks about the fools. So who would we say, according to the Bible definition, is a fool? Who would that be? Who's a fool? That's right, someone who doesn't believe in God. Those who rebel against God. And turn to Psalm 14 and verse 1 very quickly. Psalm 14 and verse 1, it has somebody read that. Who would read that for me? Psalm 14 and verse number 1. All right, Diana, thank you. All right, so according to the Bible says a fool is one who rebels against God. A fool is one who says in his heart, "There is no God." So the fool says there is no God. Fools are people who are willingly ignorant of the truth because they are dull. And they're stubborn. They don't want to believe God's truth. And the problem really isn't this. Oftentimes we think the problem is they have a low IQ or they have a poor education and they can't really think through problems. But that's not their problem. Here's the problem. The problem is the lack of spiritual desire to seek and to find God's wisdom. They think they know everything. And they say, "There is no God. I don't need God. There is no God." So think about this now. We see a downward progression here. You start being gullible, naive. Then you progress to becoming a fool. And then you end up being a scorner. We could even use the word mocker. So fools enjoy their foolishness, but in their foolishness, they don't really understand how foolish they really are. And the outlooks of a foolish person are simply this: they're materialistic and they're humanistic, and they hate righteousness, and they have no interest in spiritual things. So let's draw this to a conclusion as we close tonight. We see that downward progression of being gullible, then a fool, and a scorner or a mocker. I hope you don't find yourself in any of those positions today. But if you do, understand this, that true wisdom only comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you find yourself somewhere on this list, it's high time to stop. Take a good look at yourself, a good inward introspect of yourself, and figure out where you're at, and maybe perhaps that you just need to be saved. We'll stop right here and pick up next week with some